I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Faith Lapidus with Explorations in VOA Special English. Today, we tell about the process of sustained dialogue that is being used in Africa and at American colleges.
Last week, we told about the work of the International Institute for Sustained Dialogue. It is helping people involved in long-term conflicts begin new relationships so they can deal with issues that affect them all. Harold Saunders is president of the organization. Sustained dialogue is a continuing series of meetings among citizens outside government. It involves the same people meeting again and again. Mr. Saunders says that when the same people meet many times, they develop a trust in each other and learn to cooperate to solve their own problems.
The sustained dialogue process is being used for an Arab-American-European dialogue. Individuals from some Arab countries, from the United States, and from Europe are beginning their third year of meetings. The aim of this dialogue is to work together to find ways to end conflicts and move toward better relationships. The International Institute for Sustained Dialogue is also helping citizen groups in Tajikistan, Russia, and Puerto Rico. It often works with other organizations that want to learn to use and teach sustained dialogue. The IISD is also helping develop dialogues in South Africa and at American colleges.
Teddy Nemiroff has been working for 2.5 years at the Institute for Democracy in South Africa, known as IDASA. His job is Sustained Dialogue Coordinator. He is organizing the dialogue program at IDASA to be used as a tool for building democracy and peace throughout the Southern African area. Mr. Nemiroff explains he was attending Princeton University in New Jersey when he first became involved with sustained dialogue. He met Harold Saunders at that time. After he finished at the university, Mr. Nemiroff continued work with sustained dialogue programs. In 2003, the Institute for Democracy in South Africa decided it wanted to start a sustained dialogue program for Southern Africa. Mr. Saunders suggested Mr. Nemiroff could help.
Mr. Nemiroff has designed and helped organize a number of different projects since he arrived in South Africa. He says the ideas came from either local organizations or individuals who recognized the need for dialogue and requested help in organizing them. One sustained dialogue project involves young people in Harare, Zimbabwe. It helped these young people, who are in opposing political parties, begin to talk to each other. The aim was to reduce youth involvement in political violence. 14 Zimbabwean non-government organizations and an Italian organization are in charge of the project. Mr. Nemiroff helped design the project and provided training in the sustained dialogue process. Mr. Nemiroff says young people who took part in the sustained dialogue now are helping mediate conflicts in their communities. He says people who took part in the organized dialogue groups are developing plans for more sustained dialogues in their own communities.
The Institute for Democracy in South Africa began another sustained dialogue project in January 2004 to help farming communities in South Africa. Mr. Nemiroff says it is helping overcome past political divisions so community members can cooperate in developing plans for economic development. About 30 local leaders from 9 villages are now trained to organize their own dialogues. The dialogue groups have worked together to establish new economic development projects in agriculture and home crafts. IDASA also is involved with the South African Council of Churches to help organize dialogues in local churches to discuss race relations. Mr. Nemiroff says they have established 6 dialogue groups and held 2 conferences to help improve relations among people of different races.
Mr. Nemiroff says people he has worked with identify the process of sustained dialogue as a way to solve problems. He has learned that African cultures believe it is important to reach common agreement when making decisions. Yet, he says, South Africans find the dialogue method very different from the usual way decisions are made in official meetings. He says it takes a while for people to see the value of sustained dialogue's unofficial method of problem solving. In the future, the Institute for Democracy in South Africa is hoping to use the sustained dialogue process to improve relations between the citizens and the government. Mr. Nemiroff says that IDASA also wants to establish working ties with other organizations in the rest of Africa to help deal with local conflicts.
Another project of the International Institute for Sustained Dialogue involves students in colleges and high schools. It is called the Sustained Dialogue Campus Network, known as SDCN. The organization began in 2002 to connect students across the country who are involved in sustained dialogue. SDCN provides training for students interested in organizing dialogues and for moderators who will keep the discussions going. There are about 15 universities and high schools connected to the Sustained Dialogue Campus Network.
The first student dialogue took place in 1999 at Princeton University. Some students went to the university officials and said they were concerned about race relations. The officials called Mr. Saunders, a Princeton graduate. He helped the students organize sustained dialogue groups. In the 1980s, Mr. Saunders and Russia's Yevgeny Primakov were chairman of the longest continuous dialogue between Soviet and American citizens, the Dartmouth Conference. In the 1990s, Mr. Saunders helped organize sustained dialogues in places of conflict, such as Tajikistan. His book, A Public Peace Process, sustained dialogue to transform racial and ethnic conflicts is based on his experience with the Dartmouth Conference and in Tajikistan. Mr. Saunders believed the sustained dialogue process could be a tool to help students understand individuals who were different from them. He thought that small groups of students, meeting several times a month, would be able to build new relationships that could have a lasting effect.
Clark Herndon began working with sustained dialogue when he was a student at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. He says the university has a very active dialogue program. In 2004, more than 300 students took part in 20 dialogue groups led by 35 trained student moderators. The groups discussed issues that divide students, such as race, ethnic origins, and religion. Mr. Herndon now is a program director for the Sustained Dialogue Campus Network. He says SDCN is pushing to create organizations at universities and high schools that can operate on their own. He says there is no limit to the possible growth of the campus network if it has enough financial support.
Tessa Garcia discovered sustained dialogue as a student while trying to find a way to improve race relations at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. Now she is a program director for the Sustained Dialogue Campus Network. Ms. Garcia says every fall, the two SDCN program directors visit all universities and high schools with sustained dialogue programs to train student moderators. And in January, all schools with active programs send new people to the SDCN headquarters in Washington, D.C. to be trained in the process. The Sustained Dialogue Campus Network is working to develop ways to measure the success of the dialogues. Mr. Herndon says evidence now of the success of sustained dialogue is when a student says, "I used to think this way. Now I have a new way to think about people around me." For more information about sustained dialogue for students, go to the website www.sdcampusnetwork.org.
This program was written by Marilyn Cristiano and produced by Mario Ritter. Our studio engineer was John Ellison. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. Join us again next week for Explorations in VOA Special English.